Hey there, welcome back to a very special edition of the TV Casualty Podcast, All Lost, All the Time. Be aware, there will probably be quite a bit of cussing in this episode, so...
Maybe a few tears,
yeah. Mostly cussing, so yeah. Kids, earmuffs.
It's true.
So, Jen, for all the complaining that we've done about how badly we want answers,
yep.
We got no answers, and I am fine with it.
Me too. I still kind of loved it. I mean, I think we should preface this podcast by saying that in the next 20 minutes, we're probably going to spend a lot of time going like, what does this mean? Why didn't we get this answer? But I loved
that finale. I thought that I was an answers person. Like, I cared about the characters, but I wanted to know so much about what happened. And with this finale, as you saw, all the characters reunite in death.
Yep.
And just remember, and all the characters who had died were back, and they were all happy.
Yeah.
And I just realized I didn't care as long as these characters were together and they were okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned this a couple of podcasts ago. The past episodes have really made me kind of let go of all of that. Because the answers that we were getting, I didn't really love. I didn't love the whole, oh, this is the ghosts on the island. I didn't love this is who Adam and Eve were. Like, I kind of felt all those answers were let down. So I'm so much more grateful that they didn't spend, you know, 2 hours giving us answers that I would have went like, eh, that was kind of lame.
Yeah.
And instead focused on the characters that, frankly, we all kind of fell in love with in 6 seasons and really cared about how they ended up.
Well, I think that was really smart. I'm pretty sure that was a conscious effort on their part when they realized, oh, the few answers we are giving
are stupid
and there's really no way to reveal them in a way that's interesting.
And that's the thing, like, everything in our head is so much better than, I think that one thing with Lost, I love this show and I don't want anything to say in this podcast for people to think I'm a hater, but I think that we kind of gave the writers a lot more credit than they actually maybe deserved. Like, dude, this whole, like, it was a smart show, but there were times where, I mean, College Humor put out a fantastic video yesterday. I don't know if
of every single unanswered question.
2 minutes of, like, every single question that we still don't know. And it was like, why did Kate see a horse? Why did Desmond tell Charlie that he saw Claire escaping on a helicopter? Like, all these things.
That, why can Walt appear on the island?
Yeah. These things that we kind of always assumed that the writers knew what they were doing. I think at this point, it's clear that, you know, there was a part of them that did, obviously. But then there was a part of them that they were just throwing crap at us and being like, hey, let's mess with your mind, bitches. And I'm cool with that. I loved it.
Now, my biggest problem with this finale is not the finale itself, but how some of the people are reacting to it, in that so many people, including the guy for the New York Times...
He later retracted it.
Oh, okay. Completely misunderstood what the ending meant. A lot of people seem to think that everything that we ever saw meant, like, happened after everybody was dead.
Yeah, everyone seems to think that, or not everyone, the stupid people out there seem to think that everything that we've seen resulted in the fact that everyone died in the crash.
Which is not what happened.
That's not true. I mean, I think that anyone who's looked at that episode and listened to Christian's speech, it makes it very clear that people died. Some people died before Jack. Some people died after Jack. People died. I'm sure Hurley and Ben probably stayed alive, especially Hurley, probably stayed alive for centuries.
If not millennia.
But the whole point of that episode, they kept saying it over and over again. I mean, Jack even gave that speech to Desmond. Yeah. What happens here matters.
Yeah, and what happened
is
happened.
Real. This, yeah.
Everything up to the moment that Jack closed his eyes, that actually happened, and then this sideways reality was sort of a really nice purgatory.
Exactly.
Where people got to sort of work out their issues and come to peace with who, or find peace with who they were in their old life and becoming ready to move on.
Now, a lot of the criticism that I'm reading about is people who hate it, I think, are just way more vocal, because it seems like online, when you look at the forums and stuff, it seems like everyone's hating on it, where, you know, I kind of think people who love it just
love
aren't going to, like,
good,
say,
yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. But a lot of the criticism that I'm hearing is that if the purgatory was only one season, why did we devote, you know, an entire finale? It's kind of like we had devoted the entire finale to this thing that we really only started caring about this season, the Flash sideways.
Right.
And to their point, I have to say, as much as I did love this finale, I kind of felt like, especially when the connections were happening, when, like, Juliet and Sawyer got together.
Which was beautiful.
Which was probably my favorite scene of the whole thing. I kind of felt like whenever they flashed back to the island, I didn't really give that much of a crap. Which, so, ballot point. I mean, I kind of felt like all the island stuff in the finale was a little bit rushed. Or maybe I was just kind of mentally being like, get back to, like, I want to see the reunions. Yeah. Get back to more reunions. So, ballot point, I still thought it was friggin' brilliant, and I sobbed like a baby for like an hour.
Oh, so did I. Yeah, I loved the Sawyer and Juliet reunion. I loved seeing all these characters again. One of my only problems with it is that because so much time was spent on it, it felt like we didn't get a proper goodbye for the island itself.
Yeah.
It felt like the light of the island wasn't real, like, didn't really turn out to be much. Like, obviously, it was destroying the island, but it was just kind of a magical toilet at the bottom of the cave.
And was it destroying just the island? Was it destroying the rest of the world? I didn't really get that.
And even worse, okay, so after Across the Sea, an entire episode devoted to telling you about the Man in Black and his desire to get off the island, which I think is completely justified.
Yeah. And making you feel bad for this guy. Making you
feel bad for him. He dies and doesn't really get a good death. Unlock is sort of pushed over the edge of the cliff. You see him land and he's dead.
Yeah.
And I just would have loved a 5-second shot of him, like, looking across the sea, which was the title of the episode, and realizing he had failed, and then dying.
And having his eyelid flutter closed, because that is what we've seen all through Lost. Yeah,
just
agree.
Close that, like, don't spend an entire episode making me care about this character, and then kill him off and sort of just move on from that.
Yeah. The one thing that I didn't love was... Don't spend an entire episode making us aware of the Jacob Men in Black history and origins, and then at the end make it seem like it didn't really matter. Like, all these rules that they made up, they just kind of made them up.
Yeah, like they say, oh, Man in Black can never leave the island.
Well, that was Jacob's rule. You can do whatever you want. Wait, so that was Jacob's rule?
Yeah, like, so he could have left the island?
Why did he make that rule?
Why would it have been bad if he left?
Yeah.
And, like, couldn't Jacob have just gone down into the cave and, like, lifted out the little plug thing and then...
For, like, a minute. Get someone else.
And then put it back.
Get Richard to, like, kill the Man in Black and then put it back. Or
not even just kill him. Just be like, okay, you're immortal now.
Yeah.
What can you really do that's all that bad? And then go off. See the world.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure that... When Man in Black became mortal, I don't really know what he could have done to the world. It seemed like he was pretty harmless at that point. He just wanted to go off.
Like, obviously he could kill people with his bare hands, but anybody can do that.
I just kind of felt like some of those things were like, could Hurley when Hurley took over the island, could he be like, well, these are my rules, so hey, guess what? Women can get pregnant now, and you can all leave the island if you want, and just, like, change everything that we thought we knew about this island. So that was a little weird.
Yeah. But I have to say, Hurley and Ben running the island is possibly the best ending I could have seen for the island.
And that speech at the end when he's like, you were a good number one, you're a good number... How can you people think they're dead? They obviously lived a very long life protecting the island, you idiots.
Exactly. Like,
so angry.
What I loved is that life went on after the show. Like, Jack died, but Hurley and Ben went on to protect the island. Kate and Claire probably, like, went on to raise Aaron. Yeah. Sawyer, maybe.
Who knows when all these people died.
Yeah. Like, these stories did not end. It's just what we saw ended with Jack dying.
One of the best things that I read, I think it was the LA Times blogger, his theory, and I loved it so much, even though I'm not sure if it's true, but I'm going to just go with it anyway because I loved it, was that the Sideways Purgatory was Hurley's last gift to the candidates. Like, him, as the protector of the island, created this place where they would all come together at the end, and I just thought, oh, that's so beautiful, because that's what Hurley does. Hurley takes care of people, and what a great last, final way to do that.
Although, if he did that, then why would he not really remember would he purposely make it so he didn't remember going into that world?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I haven't really sussed it all out yet, but it's a good one.
It's an interesting idea, and I liked that Ben and said, Hurley, you can come up with a better way. And you can. I really want to see how Desmond got off the island.
I know, for sure. And I think that, you know, even though I think this last finale and this last season made me not want to go back and rewatch the whole series because I just really feel like a lot of the things that I was obsessing over really didn't matter, it does make me want to go back and watch this season, because I think it makes sense, things that we didn't understand, like, why did Bernard, when Jack first saw him, why did he seem so at peace? And I kind of think that Renner's one of the first people who got it, who, like, made that connection, like, maybe Rose did, too, and they were all kind of waiting for everyone else, like, because he had that piece that Jin and Sun did when Sawyer walked into the hospital room, and they're like, oh, you're cute as a detective, you don't need to protect us, see you when you get there.
But the thing is, revealing that it's this sort of magical purgatory doesn't make some of the episodes any better. Like, no. What Kate does, her stupid
still
running away from
crappy episode.
Still a crappy episode.
Yeah.
And why are these... Like, okay, sure, this is helping them work out some of their problems and whatever. But what, like, why does Sun have to get shot?
I know.
And why does Sayid have to kill a bunch of people and then be super depressed until he wakes up?
Yeah.
Like,
purgatory, not always so nice.
Yeah, like,
people.
Sure, okay, maybe it's like their subconscious doesn't think they deserve all this, but that's still pretty messed up.
That's pretty messed up, yeah. Okay, and can we talk about why we think, because it's also a big topic of debate, why we think some people were in the church and some people weren't in the church?
Well, I think with people like Lapidus and Miles, like, these people were a big part of their lives, but were not necessarily the most important people to them. I think this was just a big event in their lives, not with people they super-duper cared
That's
about.
That's what I got, too. Like, when, especially I think the Anna Lucia, when Desmond said she's not ready yet, I kind of think that, you know, she had that partner whose name I completely forget. But, like, when she's ready, when she dies, when she's ready to move on, I think that she'll go to the church and have the people in her life that were more important. And when you think about it, Anna Lucia was not on the island or not interacting with our castaways that long before she got shot, right? So it makes sense that she wasn't there. It makes sense that, like, Walt wasn't there because he grew up and hopefully lived a better life with people that were more important to him.
And it kind of makes sense that Daniel Faraday / Widmore wouldn't go because his mom, or like Eloise Hawking and Charles Widmore still want to stay there and have sort of a life with the son they never really got to have.
Yeah, for sure.
And Faraday wants to sort of have this life with Charlotte that he didn't get to have.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are saying that, you know, Ben wanted to, you know, stay with Rousseau and Alex, which I see a bit of that, but I really think with Ben it was a lot more, he felt like he needed to atone more.
Yeah.
He felt like even though he helped Hurley for however many years he did on the island as number two, he really was looking for more redemption than, and I think even when Locke said, I forgive you, and he's like, that means so much. Like, it was obviously like this guy is still searching for forgiveness because he realizes that he was on the wrong side of that fight.
And imagine what's going to happen when Alex and Rousseau wake up and remember everything. They're not going to be really happy with him.
Like, wow.
So he's going to have to really be super nice to them and be like, okay, something's about to happen and you're going to be really mad at me, but remember
this good
I got you into college, Alex.
Yes. Okay, so that explains all the other people in the church and the people who aren't in the church. But here's the one question that I don't really get. Aaron.
Yes.
Baby Aaron in the church.
We talked about this before.
We did.
I don't think he's real.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so you're in, I gotta stop calling it purgatory because it's not purgatory, it's limbo, and my mother would kill me because I've gone to
Sorry, Jen's mom.
I know the difference. It's limbo. If you're dead in limbo in the sideways world, you can't give birth. It doesn't make sense. And I think that that's what they're trying to say with Jack's son when Locke said, you don't have a son. This kid that we've seen, this happy kid, does not actually exist.
And it was, I think David was Jack's way of sort of rectifying
what happened with his dad. Yeah.
And so I think I was kind of like, did they just leave David at that concert? He's all by himself. And I guess, okay, he's not real, so it doesn't matter.
Because that whole, but yeah. And so if we're going with David's not real and that these people are dead, so they can't be giving birth if they're dead, because that doesn't really make sense unless you're an angel, then, you know, I'm kind of thinking that Aaron didn't really exist. Because my whole thing was like, can they see Aaron? Is she just carrying the weird, like, chipmunk baby? And in the sideways world, he's a beautiful looking kid. I don't think so.
But I think Aaron's birth was on the island was a big part of Claire's experience. And so that needed to happen in her limbo.
Fake recreation. Yeah. Agreed.
And I did like that not every single awakening was like a romantic thing. Like it was, oh, there's my baby sonogram, or it's giving birth, or seeing my foot move.
Yeah, I mean, Boone was by himself. Locke was by himself. Kind of sad that Locke didn't have Helen with him, but I guess that doesn't really make sense in terms of...
Because in real life, they were not together.
In real life, Penny wasn't really part of the castaways, but she was
with Desmond.
But I'm so glad Penny and Desmond ended up, even if they're dead.
What happened to baby Charlie? Does he...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, does he not get to move... What happened to him?
Again, I'm going with the whole thing that babies grow up, have lives, and then they end up having, you know... other connections and people besides their parents in their lives that are very important to them, and they go with those people.
Well, that's...
Sorry, Mom and Dad, you're really important to me, yeah. But...
Mom know. And Dad, I'm not dying with you either. But, yeah, so it turns out if you live together, then you die together.
Oh, and, so nice.
Yeah, or you just die with a dog next to you. Yeah, does Vincent not get to go to heaven?
I don't know, but I loved that. That whole when Vincent that came banning, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. But I don't care because it's so beautiful. I loved it.
And, I mean, obviously, there's many questions we've raised them just about the Sideways universe.
What is the one question that still kind of pisses you off that you did not
get the outrigger. Who was shooting at them from the outrigger? Oh. It felt like they were teasing us every week.
Yeah.
Someone would get on the boat and be like, this time, they're going to shoot at somebody.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Yeah. I still don't get the others. I don't get the Dharma. I mean, okay, so we get the whole theory that Jacob brought the Dharma Initiative over to the island because he was looking for candidates or whatever. So I get that. But then the others, if we're meant to believe, and I think we are, that Ben was an instrument of the Man in Black, every time Ben thought that he was summoning Jacob, he was actually summoning the Man in Black. But if Ben was working for the Man in Black and Richard was working for Jacob, how could Ben and Richard be leading the others and working together for so long? I don't really understand.
I don't understand it either.
Yeah.
Or maybe eventually Ben realized that he was being used by the Man in Black, so then he went over to Richard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really it's very convoluted. I'm hoping that maybe one day they'll be like, listen, here's what's happening.
And Jorge Garcia has said that on the DVD they answer a ton of questions, which, you know, whatever.
So
fine.
We have to wait until...
I have to buy your stupid DVD. Fine.
Have to wait until August. That's all right.
And the other thing that I'm still really fuzzy on is... What was the freaking point of Jughead? Of blowing up Jughead? Like, okay, so blowing it up, I get that event caused our people to be, you know, flying back and forth through time. But we all assumed that blowing up Jughead created this alternate reality.
When it didn't.
But it didn't.
No.
That's limbo. We know that's not true.
I think what it was, and people hate that this is a just simplified solution, but I think all it did is that they ended up causing the incident that they were trying to prevent.
Yeah.
And it probably, if it hadn't happened, something much worse would have happened.
Right.
But, so, they kind of averted a huge catastrophe, but did still cause a lesser catastrophe.
The incident.
And, they caused the incident and pushed them forward in time, and that's all that it did.
Yeah.
Like, that's it,
that's
unfortunately.
It, yeah. So we expected this big thing, and it really wasn't.
There are people who think that doing that somehow created their ability to join up in the afterlife, but I really don't think so. Because why would Christian Shepherd be there? He wouldn't.
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
I just think blowing up the bomb just caused the incident, put them forward in time. End of story.
I think a lot of questions can be answered with just, like, there's some weird electromagnetic shit on this island, and maybe that screwed up women's ovaries. Maybe that did, like, a whole bunch of weird
stuff.
It'll
heal you, but we'll see a baby as a parasite, and we'll get rid of it.
Exactly, I mean, and the one question that I'd also like to know is who was making those food and supply drops? If the Dharma Initiative were dead, who was doing that all those years?
Yeah, they totally said they were gonna return to that, and they never did.
That being said, we have a lot of questions, but still love this episode. And still, like, I don't know, the moments that this finale gave, like the Juliet Sawyer moment was just so well done.
Like the moment where she closes her eyes because she doesn't want to believe that it happened, that it's happening. Like, she doesn't want to be hurt when she realizes it's not real.
And like, basically, when you think about what all these people are realizing, like, they're realizing that they're dead.
And
that they died in a horrific way.
And that they still
doesn't have a son. Like, that's...
Yeah, she doesn't have a son, but she also is coming to peace with the fact that, okay, she doesn't have a son, but she still gets to be with the people she loves. Yeah.
It's a lot to process in, like, a 10-second scene.
Yeah.
And, like, those two actors, I mean, I think everyone did a really great job, but I think that they sold it for me. Like, they just, like, the emotions on their face that went through, it's just amazing.
Yeah, like, as much as I've been criticizing over the last 20 minutes or so, have to...
I know, that's what I said. Like, we loved
it. Loved this finale.
Yeah.
And
it's really...
And that's coming from two people who wanted answers forever.
For the past season, every podcast would start with, like, wow, how come we didn't get any answers? Yeah. But you know what? We were missing the point. The point is, we didn't really fall in love with, like, the science, or at least I didn't. Yeah. The science of the show, I fell in love with the characters. Like, it's
very And I don't think I even realized how much I love the characters yeah. until this finale, which is really impressive.
Yeah, yeah. You even love Jack.
I mean, even love Jack.
Like, finally, it only took me a year to get you to say that.
I was admitting that I was liking Jack a little bit more, and okay, I love Jack now. And technically, I got my wish. Kate died in the finale. Okay,
but they all died in the finale.
Oh, I don't care what the context is. She's dead. Okay. That's what matters.
You did. They did it all for you. Everyone else had to die just because they could die just to get what I want. Well, there you go.
And she and Sawyer didn't end up together.
Yes. Thank you, Carlton and David, for that one.
For realizing what we have known all along.
Yes. I'm actually really, in terms of coupling, I'm surprised that Saeed ended up with Shannon, but and I found that made me really happy.
Yeah, because I was really disappointed when Shannon died because I felt like there was a lot of undiscovered potential and I realized there was some behind the scenes stuff that was going on. And so seeing them come back together and being able to sort of reestablish that.
It's a sweet one too.
Yeah, a lot of closure to relationships and other emotional storylines that at the time I was just like, but there's so much more to do, and this sort of did it. The lone exception being Mr. Echo, because Adewale can't pronounce his last name, didn't want to come back.
Loser, come on.
That well, he been, did, but for a for, lot more
for
money.
Way too much money than they could afford. But, you know, I don't know, whatever. I kind of feel like the people in the church were the people that I really cared about.
Exactly.
I didn't really care that much about Echo as a character.
I mean, really liked him at the time, but I've forgotten enough about him that it didn't really bother me.
Yeah, this was the core group of people that we were invested in, and they all got, like, a sad, happy ending. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, it just made me really happy. And I think that this is a finale that we're all going to look back at, and especially once we, you know, let something sink into it, and I think everything's going to be good.
Well, and the best part for me, I think, was that when we discovered that the smoke monster had been impersonating Christian Shepherd, I was like, that can't be true because Jack needs to confront his father somehow, and we got that, and he was able to, and it was great and emotional.
Yeah.
And, far beyond what I expected from that reunion.
And I kind of feel like, even though everyone's bitching about not having answers, I feel like we got some answers. A, they might not be the answers that we loved, but we got them. And B, they're not presented on a silver platter. Like, it wasn't just like A equals B equals C. Like, you know, you kind of have to, like, look back at other episodes and you know, it's like, why was Bernard so happy and stuff like that. It's like, now it kind of makes sense, but you have to think about it. God damn it, these writers made us think again.
And you just have to think of it as you're going through this adventure with these characters.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not going to find those answers.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes in life, weird shit happens and you never find out
Other
why.
Other people might know why, but you don't know
why. You don't know why.
Yeah.
And as far as following these characters, especially Jack, you just don't find out. And
it's from his perspective. And
if you told me I was going to say that a week ago, I would have laughed and then been really angry that that's how it turned out. But
instead, you're just crying, happiness.
Yeah. It's been 6 years of loving and following the show, and I really feel that this was the proper way to send it off.
I agree. I'm going to miss it.
I'm really going to miss it. I can't think of any other show that has had me this emotionally invested except for maybe Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I know, or like Veronica Mars.
Or maybe Veronica Mars.
Okay, so we need to come up with a Lost Veronica Mars Buffy the Vampire Slayer hybrid with maybe a little sprinkle of My So-Called Life and put that on ABC in the fall.
Give us a call, broadcast networks.
We can make this happen. I'm writing the screenplay now.
Well, goodbye, Lost.
Yeah,
we will
miss
you. And it's been a great...
And this has been fun. Thank you for letting me blab about my stupid theories, which none of which came true at all. But I kind of predicted that at the beginning, so...
Well, talking about Lost, highlight of my week.
Yeah.
And it's too bad that I just don't get to talk to you ever again.
Ever. Well, our friendship's over.
Yeah, done. I don't even really like you all that much.
Thank God. We can finally admit it.
Doing this podcast is the only time I can stand you.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's just go.
Let's just... Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.